local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Before we get to Tony Morrell of the Big Spur, I need to tell you about our good friend Nick Lavery. Nick Lavery is Clemson's local attorney who will help get you what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson at 115 Strode Circle. Whether you've been denied a claim for workers' comp or Social Security disability, or you are dealing with the aftermath of a car accident and personal injury, Nick understands your frustration. He's here to get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, he'll make sure your closing goes smoothly. He's a former state prosecutor and long-term private practice attorney who is ready to help you win. Nick has been serving our Clemson and upstate community for more than 20 years. Get the law on your side. Call Nick Lavery today at 864-654-3680 or visit theclemsonduiattorney.com.
Time now for our normal Tuesday 8:05 guest, Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. Good morning, Tony. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How about you?
Very well, very blessed. Let's jump into it. The A&M lost really another tale of two halves in that offense and defense both actually looked a lot better in the second half. Let's start. I thought going into it, I thought A&M had two advantages. One's the lines of scrimmage. That didn't seem to be the case. I thought the Gamecocks held up pretty well on both lines of scrimmage. The other one, I thought they had their wide receivers look much better. Again, in South Carolina, tackling might have tackling issues against those big wide receivers. As it turned out, that was the case. But one thing I thought going in, the Gamecocks had to run the ball better. Why don't they try to run it more? What's the issues with the running game? It looked like to me that Williams had a lot of success pretty early on. Your thoughts on really getting away from the running game and not even trying? Only had 18 rushes the entire game.
Yeah, you know, I thought the way the carries broke down in the game was puzzling to me. Like you said, Tyson Williams had the success early on. He had, you know, about 41, 42 yards on two straight carries, and then, you know, really didn't get a whole lot of opportunities after that. You know, he got a few carries in the second half, but one thing that I've not seen from this staff is they don't seem to ride the hot hand at times at running back, and they just seem like they have this predetermined substitution pattern and number of drives and things like that the running backs are going to get, and they seem to stick to it. But I thought Tyson Williams deserved more carries than he got in the game, and I agree with you. I think they should have tried to run the football a little bit more. But again, they get behind, and when you get behind, you have to throw the football to catch up. And I think this was just another game where South Carolina was its own worst enemy. I think that's been the case in all three losses. You know, I think Georgia's better than them, but I still think that could have been a much closer football game had South Carolina played like they were capable. You know, they shot themselves in the foot at Kentucky, and they shot themselves in the foot in the first half against Texas A&M.
When looking at the most inexplicable part of it, we started the season out by talking about South Carolina's wide receivers being among the best in the country. There's a lot of people who wrote that on the national scene. How disappointing was it, the drops? So anything we can know about the drops? And really, how much can you put this loss on the drops by all three starting wide receivers? I mean, in that game, I think I'm pretty sure saying all three had pretty big drops in the game.
Yeah, that's accurate. And I think it's a huge part of it now. Of course, there were also some bad passes from Jake Bentley. You know, the interception he threw in the end zone was extremely bad, very poorly thrown football. He missed some open receivers. So I don't want to put it all on the receivers. But the passing game in general, I think, was a big reason why South Carolina lost this football game. They could have easily been up two touchdowns in the first half of that game. Their defense played well enough for them to win the football game, but their passing game just was not good enough. And, you know, Debo Samuel and Brian Edwards dropped what could have been, at the very least, long receptions. Both could have potentially been touchdowns. You know, Shai Smith had a couple of key drops. It just was, it's one of those things that, you know, this same group, coached by Brian McClendon last year, some of the fans want to blame it on coaching, but, you know, this same group last year had some of the fewest drops in the country nationally, and this year it's just been one of those things that has spread like a virus, and they've dropped far too many footballs this year, and it's something I know they're going to spend a lot of time working on. With the bye week coming up this weekend, it's something they have to figure out, because if they continue to drop balls, they're not going to go on to have a good second half of the season. It's something they have to figure out and figure out quickly.
You mentioned Bentley. In your mind, was there any chance at all of either Bentley not starting or B. Skarnecki coming into the game when Bentley was struggling early?
No, I don't. Not that I've heard. I think that. You know, they look at it as it's Bentley's job if he's healthy, and he'd had a good week of practice leading up to it. His mobility wasn't limited, and they, felt like as long as he stayed healthy over the course of the game, he would be the guy. And, if they were going to make that move, I think it would have been to start the second half after, only throwing for, 48 yards in the first half. If they were going to do it, I think that's when it would have happened. But they stuck with Bentley, and he played a lot better in the second half. For the most part, and helped lead the comeback. They get two straight touchdowns, two straight two-point conversions, and tie the game at 16, and had the momentum and had some things working in their favor. A&M just made more plays than them down the stretch, and they had a big drop on one of the drives where they had a chance to take the lead. The big drop by Shai Smith that would have extended the drive, I think, really hurt them. And then, once A&M got up two scores again, time wasn't on South Carolina's side at that point.
Time was a big factor. I'm glad you mentioned time. I mean, time of possession was one of the biggest factors in the game, and I thought played a pretty big part of maybe even A&M's last drive where they, the Gamecocks did a good job against the run for the most part, but then you think that maybe fatigue had something to do with A&M really running it down their throat when they knew they had to run it?
Yeah, I think that had to be at least part of it. The South Carolina offense had put the defense in bad positions time and time again, and there were so many times where the defense responded and managed to get a stop, managed to get off the field, and or hold them to a field goal when they could have scored a touchdown. But I think, at some point that catches up to you. And, South Carolina has some injuries on defense. It's not a deep group to begin with. And when your defense is on the field for too long over the course of the game, they're going to get worn down. And I think that's part of what happened. There were still guys in position to make tackles on a lot of those plays, but they just, Travion Williams ran through them or tight end, made a big play or whatever whichever play you're referring to. But it's one of those things where they had guys there to make the plays, but they just couldn't quite make the tackles.
What were the issues? The A&M did throw the ball very effectively in the game for the most part. What were the issues there in the secondary pass rush? Mon Bynes, maybe some extra time with his feet and seeing some guys open. But he had some pretty open receivers, including some, some confusion on the tight end.
Yeah, they've got some injuries in the secondary. Keyshawn Nixon did not play very well at one corner. He is a guy that, for whatever reason, just does not turn to find the football when it's in the air. He wasn't in a bad position on some of the plays where he was beaten or was called for interference, but he just wasn't finding the football, and that's never a good thing for a cornerback. They ended up pulling him from the game, moving J.C. Horn to the outside, put Jamias Williams at nickel, and then brought R.J. Roderick, a true freshman safety, into the game, and he played pretty well in the second half. But that JT Ebe and Nick Harvey were both out with injuries, and like I said, it's not a deep group to begin with, and when you start getting hurt, it limits what you can do, and puts you in a position where you're going to get worn out over the course of the games. They have, guys like Rashad Fenton and Jamias Williams and Steven Montek. I don't know that they came off the field the entire game, so it's just something they're going to have to fix through recruiting, get some of these guys healthy over the course of the bye week, and do what they can to fix it this year.
Tell me if I'm overthinking this a little bit, but I don't think you substitute a whole lot. Maybe, and you talk about depth a little bit already, too, and it kind of led me into this. I look around, and I don't see a whole lot of substitutions at several specific units. Wide receivers seem like those three guys play. Not a lot of depth there, maybe. You talk about secondary, some having some injuries back there, too, and offensive line maybe and some other places. As this the long season continues, now an open net comes at a good time for you, but as the long season continues, is depth going to be a major concern moving forward in the second half?
I mean, it could be. You know, I think how healthy they stay is going to be important for South Carolina. They're going to get DJ Wanham back. He's a guy they have certainly missed, both from a pass rushing standpoint and in terms of setting the edge against the run. You know, he hasn't played since the Coastal game, and I think is probably the best player, at least the most consistent player on the defensive side of the ball. So getting him back will help, I think, shore up some of their weaknesses. But some of the things that they're only going to be able to fix through recruiting and through player development and just getting more guys ready to play, and I don't know that that's going to change much this year. You know, maybe R.J. Roderick is going to a guy that could be ready to play more in the second half of the season than he was early. He missed a lot of fall practice with a hamstring injury, and that slowed his development just from a mental standpoint. But he's a guy they like as a player, and he got his opportunity and played pretty well. But I think some of the issues can be addressed this year, could work themselves out if they can stay healthy in the second half of the year. But I think some of them are only going to be fixed over time, you know, just through getting better players and more players on the roster.
Do we know anything about the adding back the 12th game on December the 1st? Nor any potential opponents there?
Not yet. You know, I think Marshall was still a possibility, and I know they've spoken with a couple of other teams as well. But I think, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, they're obviously not going to make the SEC championship game, but now are they in a scenario where that game may not even mean a whole lot for them. So I think my guess is it'll still be made up and it'll be played on December 7th, but we'll just have to wait and see, you know, how it all unfolds these next few weeks. I think the picture should become clearer, you know, maybe after the next two or three games.
All right, open date this week. What's on the to-do list for Will Muschamp's staff on the open date?
Well, I think, obviously, the passing game, they have to continue to work on that. They've got to work on the drops, whether it's having the receivers spend extra time throwing with Bentley, working with the jugs machine before and after practice. And I think there's a timing issue with their passing game, too, that they need to work on. And I don't know how much you can simulate in practice on that, but you know, things just don't seem to be cohesive and everyone on the same page on too many plays. So I think that's another thing they have to address. Defensively, you know, I think we talked about some of those things, just getting some guys healthy, you know, DJ Wanham, Nick Harvey, JT Ebay, some of those guys that are banged up, get those guys back, get them healthy, and then just continue to work on the fundamentals and you know, tackling, taking good angles, things like that. I think, you know, all things considered, their defense has played pretty well for the most part this year. And certainly outside of Georgia, I think has played well enough for South Carolina to win every game. So I think it's just a matter of just enhancing some of the things they've done well so far this year and you know, trying to get as fundamentally sound as they can on that side of the ball. And then special teams-wise, you know, Justin Charlton's been pretty inconsistent. He's a guy that can certainly help them in the second half if he could be more consistent punting the football. And then Parker White's had a good year. And you know, and I think they need to get Debo Samuel going on kick returns. You know, he had some opportunities in this A&M game to at least give them good field position, and they didn't do a really good job of giving him anywhere to go. So they've got to open some holes for him when he does get opportunities, because that could really be something that helps their offense in the second half of the year.
What's the final one for you here in looking at what's best case, worst case scenario looking forward? Florida looks a little better than we thought, maybe. Ole Miss maybe not as good. Clemson and Tennessee, some of his games in there. What's like to play for? What's on the table? Give me like a best case scenario for the Gamecocks, a worst case scenario. Not I mean, wins and losses a little bit, but really like what's to play for? Like, what would be some great signs or some bad signs in the second half?
I mean, there's still several what I would call swing games left on the schedule. Really, the next three fall into that core category in my mind. And, you know, Tennessee, Ole Miss, and Florida. You know, like you said, Florida is better than some thought it would be, but I still think it's a winnable game for South Carolina if they go down there and play well. Certainly, they can't continue doing some of the things they've done in the last couple of weeks and expect to win. But if they can get the passing game figured out and become a more consistent football team offensively and find a way to stop shooting themselves in the foot and digging a hole early in games, you know, they could win those three games or they could lose those three games. And so I really think these next three games are going to tell the tale for this season. If they can go 2-1 or 3-0, they can still, you know, potentially beat Tennessee Chattanooga and have a chance to go to at least a decent bowl and keep some of the momentum going forward. But if they go 1-2 or somehow lose all three, then all of a sudden, you know, the entire complexion of the season changes, and I think the perception of the Will Muschamp era changes. So I think these are, you know, very important games coming up, and they need to get some of these issues ironed out and play better football in the second half of the year.
Before I let you go, tell us about the website, Open Date, but doesn't mean Open Date for you guys. A lot of recruiting, a lot of stuff going on thebigspur.com.
Yeah, we've already had some good recruiting info on the site these last couple of days, and we'll continue to do that as well as cover the team from a practice standpoint. And then, of course, Tennessee coming to town next weekend, so we'll have a lot of coverage leading up to that game. And it's going to be a night game, the first one they've had at home in a while. So it's one that I would think the fans will be excited about and should be a good football game. So we'll have a lot of good content next week or so leading up to it, and hope everyone out there that wants to would join the site.
TheBigSpur.com. Tony, thanks for everything, man. Looking forward. Let's preview Tennessee next week.
Sounds great.
All right. It's Tony Morrell of TheBigSpur.com. Zero Res has a great October situation for you right now. $119, three rooms. Mention my name. I tell you what, dude, even mention Zach Orr's name. Get you a free hallway with that. You can't beat that. It's my friends at Zero Res, ZeroResGreenville.com, 558-7300, 558-7300. Powered water means no harsh soaps, no harsh chemicals, no harsh detergents. You get everything you need, but you get it cleaner, that dries faster with no residue left behind, safer for your pets, safer for your infants. Toddlers out there just running around all over your carpets, you're going to love Zero Res. ZeroResGreenville.com. A break. We'll come back. Open phone lines, texts, and tweets in the final 35 minutes of the show.
The road to true freedom is traveled on two wheels. Tim's Harley Davidson will put you on a motorcycle that's worthy of the ride. They'll welcome you like family and help you find the bike of your dreams. And Tim's will take care of you for the long haul with service and gear. It's time for the new 2019 models. Plus, they have pre-loved bikes too. Real freedom is an ongoing challenge. Meet it head on with a test ride at Tim's Harley Davidson in Anderson.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Help the Clemson Tigers tackle hunger by donating to the Palmetto Series Food and Funds Drive, benefiting Golden Harvest Food Bank. The Palmetto Series Drive helps feed local families struggling with hunger. For every dollar you donate, Golden Harvest can provide three meals to a local family in need. And you'll help Clemson University to win the coveted Palmetto Series Cup. Visit goldenharvest.org to give today. Again, that's goldenharvest.org to feed a local family in need.
Hear that? That's a hammer cop. And it takes a hammer cop about 8 weeks and 10,000 twigs to build its nest. And just think, all you have to do is visit your local Blossman gas store for your warm and cozy gas logs, endless supply of hot water, gas cooktops for precision cooking, and so much more to make your nest more comfortable.
Here's the deal. Free remote control with gas logs or fireplace purchase. See store for details.
Take comfort in Blossman, wherever you live.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road knows how much you like your wings. This football season, they've stepped up their game and have two new wing sauces to add to the mix. Try the savory with a hint of heat in the spicy garlic, or go full-fledged hot with Korean Volcano. At Twin Peaks, there are over 30 ways to build your perfect wings, whether you like them boneless, sauced and tossed, or grilled to perfection. Get up here and enjoy. Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Ralph Hayes Toyota has been a proud supporter of the Clemson Tigers for many years. Being South Carolina's oldest family-owned and operated Toyota dealership, first and 10 at Ralph Hayes Toyota means having our best sales and service team ready to go. Every new and pre-owned Toyota comes with a Ralph Hayes family promise. Ralph Hayes and the Clemson Tigers, it's a winning combination. Shop 24/7 at RalphHayesToyota.com. Go Clemson!
Relax, Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson. Our full-service office is located on Old Greenville Highway next to Walmart Neighborhood Market, just 2 miles from campus. And with 4 on-campus ATMs, Founders is the only financial institution you need in Clemson. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Subway's new steak collection includes the new Chipotle cheesesteak on the new Sunflower Crunch Bread for a limited time only. To elevate your taste, we are showcasing our popular steak with flavorful builds. The steak and cheese sub, the Chipotle Southwest steak and cheese signature wrap, and the new Chipotle cheesesteak on the new Sunflower Crunch Bread. You can also ask for your favorite sub to be made using the new Sunflower Crunch Bread. At Subway, we're raising the stakes.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Dudes!
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah. Tell me something good. Tell me that.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My friends at Harbin Lumber. Remember the number 353-5053, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number. Full service lumber yard. They're going to take care of you. They're going to get you every single delivery in full, on time, every single time. I love my great friends at harbinlumber.com. Yesterday I went to a restaurant with my my wife and her mom. And it was the same restaurant that I first had lunch with Randy. I don't want to tell you where, but it was a nice place. And had good food and all. But it reminded me, as a matter of fact, we sat at the same table that Randy and I sat at the table the first time we went to lunch. And just learned more. I said, this is kind of good. Remember all this happening there. Harbin Lumber wants to take care of you. If you're an upstate builder, remodeler, handyman, make you more efficient with your time, more efficient with your money. You haven't been in business for 102 years. They have. If you're not successful, they're not successful. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number 353-5053. Sometimes I think we get trolled. Sometimes I think people are joking. I don't know. JT in Greenville texted yesterday. The reason I think that this might be real is because he texted today and he said, what have we learned? Or have we learned anything about Clemson this season? So it sound that right off the bat sounds like, you know, maybe you're not a Clemson fan, right? Is that okay to assume that, Zach?
Sure.
Yesterday he sent a text in and it says, Mickey, I was impressed with Bentley. His numbers were impressive even with the drops. He is looking better than T-Law, meaning Trevor Lawrence. Late Heisman run potential, Mr. Bentley.
He's joking.
He's joking about
that. That's sarcasm.
Okay. Just makes sense. Okay. Because I just did the stats. Just you want to compare the two right quick?
If you want to.
Bentley 101 of 167. Lawrence 69 of 100. So he's on 67 less passes. Completed 32 less passes. Bentley 1151 yards, Trevor Lawrence 868. But now per attempt, Bentley 6.89 yards per attempt, Trevor Lawrence 8.68 yards per completion. Bentley 11.39 per completion, Lawrence 12.5. Lawrence has completed 69% of his passes, Bentley 60.5. And here's the big difference. So far, Bentley 10 touchdowns, 7 picks. Lawrence, 11 touchdowns, 2 picks. One was on a screen pass, and the other was on a tip ball. So anyway, good stuff there. I think that he's going to play well this Saturday. I can't wait to talk to James Henderson tomorrow. Ryan Finley, let me see what kind of year Finley's had. Ryan Finley is one of the top-rated quarterbacks in the country, according to the NFL Draft folks, but so is Drew Locke. What is the infatuation with Drew Locke? He's terrible. Did you watch him again this weekend?
I did. I don't get it.
I don't understand that at all. That's that Christian Hackenberg kind of thing. Like, well, he's big and he's got a strong arm, so we're going to rate him really high. Like, what? Let me do it again. What?
What?
Ryan Finley on the season, 130 of 187, 1,621 yards, 69% completion percentage, 10 touchdowns, 3 picks. Had a great year so far.
No, yeah. But they're undefeated.
Yeah. Throwing to a really good wide receiver core. They are undefeated. That's through 5 games, by the way. But they are undefeated. That's a good year. Passer efficiency rating of 156.
That's not bad.
No, not bad at all. I should have gotten you Trevor Lawrence passer efficiency rating.
It's fine.
I can do that now.
It's fine.
Are you sure?
That's fine.
I was comparing him to Bentley.
No,
I was comparing him to Finley.
It's fine. I don't care anymore.
174 for Trevor Lawrence.
Whatever.
Why don't you care?
I'm on a Chase Price.
He would be, man.
I'm on a Chase Price.
Clemson, Florida State at noon.
Yep.
In 2 weeks. I like that idea. You?
Do you?
Yeah. Here's why.
When's the last time this thing was a noon game?
Nooner? I don't remember like times of day.
It's been a number of years.
We didn't have a noon game with them here.
It's been a while.
I think if you could pick any time slot to go on the road, I think noon's the time slot.
I think 3:30 is the time slot.
For a road game.
For a road game, yes.
Because I don't want your student body. I want your student body hungover. You know, had the all night upside down keg stand deal. You're on old row. You tried to jump on. You elbowed atomic elbow, dropped a table, a card table.
Yep.
Thinking Ric Flair.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't really into the game. You weren't really into the game.
Thank you to the press box for their sound bites.
I like the idea of getting in and getting out of there. Get me on the way home. So I like road games. You know what? I'm thinking that maybe ticket sales go down a little bit. Ticket prices go down a little bit for Florida State, maybe. Florida State's having a bad year between now and then.
They'll fill that place out for a Clemson game.
No.
For Clemson?
No. Larry Weaver tweeted yesterday, he thinks that the over-under for empty seats is 15K.
No way.
Way.
For Clemson?
Way.
It's a big old team coming into town.
Big old team coming there and about to
what?
About to spank you.
What's that spread going to look
burp
like?
Burp you. Feed you, burp you, put you to bed.
What's that spread going to look like?
10.5.
10.5?
Yeah.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Road game.
So what were they? They were favored by a lot more at A&M, weren't they?
No, I don't think so. Were they?
I'm pretty sure they were.
Clemson favored A&M by more than 10.5?
I think so.
I don't think that's the case. I got some Vegas odds for you. Come here a second. Let me see. You've piqued my interest over here, Mr. Or24. Clemson and NC State, oh, by the way, that line's dropping a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Down to 16.5.
Oh, boy.
By some of those. Clemson was a 12.5-point favorite against Texas A&M on the road. So you're right about that. So far on this season, Clemson's only covered twice. They covered at Georgia Tech, and they covered at Wake Forest. So we'll see what comes out of that one. That's next week. This week, I asked you this yesterday. Is your NC State level of hate? You don't hate NC State, do you?
Nope.
You hate their little woofy thing they do.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Go Pack! Go!
They got a pretty good fight song.
Go Pack! We're not doing fight songs.
Yes, we are.
I'm done with that. We don't play the other team's fight songs.
We
That's
do.
Ridiculous.
We do.
No, we don't.
They have the G.I. Joe fight song
mm-hmm.
that the United States Army uses.
So they're just copying.
Go State.
From the halls of Mount.
No, that's the Marine Corps.
I know, it's a better song.
You think?
Oh yeah.
How about Anchors Away?
No.
No, you're not a Navy guy.
No, go Army, sink Navy, of course.
How about Air Force. What's their song is about?
Who cares?
Off we go into the wild blue yonder.
Who cares?
I'm getting a lot of texts here about how rainy it's going to be for the Textile Bowl this week.
Rain.
Now, the forecast that I'm looking at.
It's going to rain.
Ollie said, it's going to rain. The forecast I'm looking at says 90% chance of rain, but it's clearing out. It's going to be early in the day. Yeah. Now, again, it's just Tuesday. They don't know.
It's going to be that big old fat rain.
No, they don't know this kind of stuff.
Sometimes a little skinny rain.
But itty-bitty stinky rain.
It didn't even rain from underneath before.
Well, I'm looking at it right now. Here's the forecast for Saturday. AM rain. Rain ending early, remaining cloudy, high near 70, winds at 5 to 10, chance of rain 90%, but morning rain. And the last time I checked, 3:30 game. Not good for Scott Reimer setting everything up over there.
Scott Reimer, Kelly Graham are going to be a little wet over there.
I don't mind Scott Reimer, Kelly Graham getting wet in the rain. I don't mind that at all.
They got a little tent stand under. They'll be fine.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me.
They'll be fine.
I don't want to be wet over there during the game itself, and I don't think that's going to be the case.
Are you going to tailgate this time, or are you going to walk over just before kickoff again?
We have friends in town, and we will be tailgating this weekend. So I'm looking forward to that. I got a request from Ryan saying the Georgia Tech fight song. It's not the Georgia Tech fight song that's so good. It's the Budweiser song.
We also have a request saying if I wanted to hear that stupid state fight song, I would have stayed in Raleigh. So.
Are you excited about the NBA season kicking off? Tonight's the big night. Is it night or tomorrow night? I think it's tonight's the big night. Give me... I wish you people could see that look. Give me the Biggie Smalls right quick.
Okay.
Give me the... What was it? All right. NBA season kicking off. That's it. I'm with you on that one, buddy. I'm totally with you
who
on that.
Who cares? Who cares?
Totally with you on
it's
that.
It's going to dominate SportsCenter now. It's going to be terrible. We're going to talk about LeBron in L.A. We're going to talk about a little bit of Kyrie in Boston. They're going to fall in love again with Golden State and Steph. And then we'll do this all again in the spring where it's... And now it's going to be L.A. and Golden State in the playoffs.
I'm with you.
And Golden State's going to roll somebody in the ass.
Let me tell you something. You're preaching to the choir there, bro, man.
The regular season does not matter in the NBA.
I totally agree with that. Texter wants to know, would you say this Georgia team is similar to a Rick'd Georgia team? Too early, man. I keep telling this about Georgia. We don't know. We don't know. If Georgia rebounds, looks really good against Florida, looks really good against Kentucky, looks really good against Tennessee. I mean, against Auburn, and then Georgia Tech and UMass, and plays play one of the SEC championship game. Then no, this will be a team that we'll remember and talk about. Right now, though, the way it looks right now, I don't know enough about Georgia yet. I didn't learn anything from watching Georgia play Austin Peay, South Carolina, Middle Tennessee State, Missouri, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt. I think I learned something about watching Georgia play LSU. I don't know that yet, though. I still need that time to and really that's the same case outside of Alabama with almost every team in the country right now. We're halfway through the season. Few of these national elite teams have been tested. Notre Dame got a little test against Pittsburgh this week. Notre Dame got a little test against Michigan. Ohio State got a little test against Penn State, got a little test against TCU. Clemson got a little test against A&M, a little test against Syracuse. Everybody's going to have these little squeakers in there. It's a long season, injuries and scouting and weather and bad calls and complacency and other teams getting fired up. But it's too early to tell about these teams yet. I think Alabama's elite. I'm pretty sure they're elite. I'm not sure if Clemson. I'm not sure if Ohio State. I'm not sure if Notre Dame. If those teams are elite yet either. Don't know about Georgia yet. Don't know about Oklahoma and Texas, all these one-loss teams out there yet. Just don't know yet. Still got a lot to find out about them. Desmond is up next, 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone lines. Good morning, Desmond. Thanks for calling in, man. How you doing?
I'm good. You?
Blessed. Very blessed.
Hey, that makes two of us.
Good.
So this is my thing with college football. I'm excited about Clemson, NC State. I think it's going to be pretty cool. I can't tell you the last time it was a noon game for the Florida State game. I think I was still in high school when they kicked that sucker off at noon. But I do have a favor to ask of you.
Right.
Tell me about this. Tell me your thoughts on this Texas since they outside looking in. I need to find do the win game for me. That's my favor of you.
Right.
And y'all can do the win game with the remaining of their season.
All
you think they have a shot at getting into this playoff? And then, as far as the NBA, I'm excited about the NBA this year, but here's why. Because we got the NBA All-Star game right up the street this year. It's only an hour away. And like you say, this is the second time it's going to come to Charlotte. So I'm excited about that part of it because, you know, it's just pure energy, pure opportunity that just doesn't come around often. And then I know you watched – did you watch the race Sunday night, man? Did you watch Talladega?
I watched the end of it. I watched the last – I watched about the last half of it. Yes. Yeah.
That was the only part worth watching of the race because that was the only – because, one, the Haas boys, I mean, those Fords, they led the whole entire race that – Heck, no, it wasn't even worth watching until the last 10 laps when they started actually racing each other.
Well, I told my wife's father was there. He's a NASCAR guy. We watched, after some of his overtime games, we switched it over, watched about the second half of it, and I kept saying, hadn't had the big one yet. Hadn't had the big one yet. We know the big one's coming.
That was the other thing.
Yeah.
It was kind of disappointing because there was no big wreck.
Right.
And that, I was telling somebody that the other day that Talladega was almost a letdown because there was no big wreck there.
Yeah.
So, that's what you want from Talladega. That's why you have the big track.
Yep.
You had a car that's going 200 miles an hour, but still, there's no big wreck.
Yeah, I agree with you. Totally agree. Thank you, Des. Appreciate the phone call. We think that the All-Star game is going to be in North Carolina this year. Up in Charlotte, right? Isn't that where it is? But we don't know who's going to what bathroom yet, so we don't know. We could have different people going to different bathrooms. We don't know. We think it's going to be there. It was supposed to be there a couple of years ago, but it wasn't there. All right, he wants Texas win game. You ready, buddy boy?
Yep.
Texas is currently 1-2-3. They're 6-1.
Mm-hmm.
This Saturday at Oklahoma State is terrible. But they say 52.5% chance.
No, I think they won that game.
I agree. West Virginia at home. West Virginia looked bad against Iowa State. 60.7% chance.
W.
A lot of it's going to depend on if the starting quarterback's healthy again. At Texas Tech, they say only a 46% chance.
They can win that game.
I agree with that. Iowa State, they say 72.1.
At Iowa State?
Iowa State at home.
They can win that game.
At Kansas, 84.6% chance.
They should win that game.
I agree with you. You're saying undefeated, 11-1, and in the national championship contention.
They should win out, and then who would they get in the Big 12 playoff?
Either Oklahoma, West Virginia.
Wouldn't be West Virginia. That'd be two losses for them.
Yeah, but Oklahoma kept two losses, too.
That's true.
Because Oklahoma's not through. I don't know if they're through losing or not. So Texas could be in that hunt. I'm not sure that's the case or not. Finally, yeah, that's where we are there. So, Chad, hang on. Coming straight to you. A short break. Our friends at Roosters want to have you stop by and get you all cleaned up, man. Get you a little straight razor shave in there. Let you have a little, smell pretty good when you go home and see your fine lady friends going to notice just how good you look and how you smell. A little straight razor shave, a little head massage, a little neck massage for you. Let the ladies at Roosters take care of the modern style barbershop. This is what the barbershops will look like, hopefully, the rest of my life. You're going to love Roosters. They're off of Pelham Road over in Greenville. RoostersMGC.com. That's Men's Grooming Center. RoostersMGC.com. A break. We'll come back. Chad from Columbia. Hang on. Short break. More after this.
If your business IT provider doesn't help with your phones or your security or isn't available nights or weekends, that's, well, half-assed. TSA Choice will manage all your technology needs. Network, communications, security, upgrades, repairs, training, all of it, and be on the job 24/7. Running a business is hard enough without IT support that's half-assed. TSA Choice. All your technology, all the time. TSAChoice.com.
Need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville is your local lodge, where all sports fans are encouraged to indulge. You can enjoy wild card weekends and World Series walk-offs with a barrel-aged bourbon poured over a handmade ice ball, or one of the new classic bourbon cocktails, like the Manhattan. Or pair an ice-cold 29-degree draft beer with a made-from-scratch menu item that are rumored to be every fan's favorite. Twin Peaks. Eat, drinks, scenic views. It's all happening on Woodruff Road in Greenville.
I'm Daniel Weber. I'm a fourth-generation Clemson graduate, and I'd like to talk with you about your insurance needs. I represent a State Farm in the heart of Clemson, and I welcome an opportunity to serve you. Like my father, my grandfather, and my great-grandfather, service to customers and pride in Clemson runs deep in our family. As you grow your family or look to make their lives more secure, call me at 722-9083. I'm State Farm agent Daniel Weber, and we're here to help life go right.
Hey Tiger fans, this is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction, and if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing, it's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done, day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
Mickey Power here. Fall is a great time to get your carpets clean with an awesome promotion from Zero Res. Book now through October 28th and you'll get 3 rooms clean for $119 and a free hallway when you mention my name. You love having friends over to watch the game. Zero Res can help you impress your guests. Call now 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Arrowhead Point Golf Club on Lake Richard B. Russell is a golfer's gym. During October, they're offering an incredible $100 foursome special Monday through Friday, which includes golf and cart fee, all on the Golf Week No. 3 ranked course in Georgia. Just $100 per foursome Monday through Friday in October. See why so many love playing Arrowhead Point. Call 706-283-6000 and reserve your October foursome special at Arrowhead Point, a golfer's gym in Elberton, Georgia.
There is only one place just as excited as you are for football this year, and it's your favorite Clemson sports store, the Tiger Sports Shop. Come by and see us before the tailgate and make sure you're game day ready. The Tiger Sports Shop is the exclusive local Nike sideline apparel store that also features replica game day jerseys and Clemson Nike shoes. Locally owned and family operated, the Tiger Sports Shop is proud to be a part of your game day experience. Come by and see us at our newly renovated stores at 1102 Clemson Boulevard and College Avenue downtown.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-Go and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-Go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new EZ-Go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Let's tee up and get this day going. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If that's who you think we are, you're making a fatal miscalculation, son.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I got a long 2-minute drill. Is that Chad calling back in? Did we miss Chad?
See.
Can I just go straight to him then? You sure that's the right number?
I'm pretty confident it is. Chad, good morning. How are you?
Good. Alone?
Yes. How you doing, buddy?
Mitt, why does Morel keep acting like these drops, blah, blah, blah? I mean, all Gamecock fans do it as well. I mean, did they not see the little flea flicker where Bentley underthrew it by about 8 yards and the receiver made an unbelievable play? Texas A&M guy just made a horrendous play on the ball. I mean, you can't say you'd be up 2 touchdowns. I mean, Texas A&M would have played the game completely different. I mean, they were spring game in them, up 16-0, And then, you know, South Carolina makes a little run because Texas A&M couldn't, you know, convert in the red zone. TDs, you know, settling for field goals. I mean, do you agree with that? I mean, you can't say, oh, with the drops, I mean, if everything went your way. I mean, you made an unbelievable play on the ball for a touchdown that probably should have been an interception. I mean, am I being biased or is that legit?
No, I think every fan base looks at if you miss a tackle, the other fan base says, well, we broke a tackle. And so you look at the your set of goggles. But, yeah, I've heard this argument that they could have and should have. At the same time, I went back and watched it again, and man, A&M had many, many chances to blow the game thing wide open. And you know what? If A&M didn't have all those penalties, let's not forget this. I'll look back and make sure I got the right deal and say, man, A&M just had penalty after penalty all day long and some stupid penalties that kept South Carolina drives going too. So it's always two ways to look at it. The bottom line is they lost. The bottom line is A&M. A&M was the better team, and A&M was dominant in that game. If you look at the overall box score, A&M had 458 yards of offense to 299 for South Carolina. A&M had more first downs, had 12 penalties for 117 yards, while South Carolina had 4 for 39. So, yeah, there's different ways to look at it. A&M had the ball for 41 minutes, and South Carolina had for 18-31. So, they're, you know, A&M fans probably feel like, man, we should have blown those guys out earlier and shouldn't have been close there at the end.
I mean, Mickey, the other thing, too, is the targeting penalty was an absolute joke. You know, the SEC Network replayed it like 5 or 6 times. And then, you know, that drive that they scored, I think the first drive, I think Bentley fumbled, and they hurried up and snapped it. And then the next play, they had a lineman down, like 5-6 yards downfield on the RPO, where Bentley faked the inside zone and then kind of scrambled right and then threw it, I think maybe Shy Smith.
Yeah, one thing the Gamecocks do, by the way, very, very well is on the controversial plays, the controversial spots, the controversial what was it, a catch or not? Did he fumble or not? They go really, really fast and they get it out done before, you know, before they can buzz down.
Yeah, it was right after a Debo Samuel catch, and then the next play I thought Bentley fumbled, okay? And then they hurried up and didn't review it, and then next thing you know they score. But, Nick, did you see the video of Jake Bentley after either the first or second score where he comes over to the sideline and hits the chair with his helmet and acts like he's a WWE fighter?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not trying to, like, make fun of mental health, Mickey, but that guy has issues. I mean, the flopping stuff, they're not that much better than us, if at all, stuff. And then that. I mean, I'm being dead serious. The guy's got some mental issues, either from an emotional intelligence standpoint or maturity standpoint. Or I mean, you see him going crazy after one score, and then the coach has clearly told him to chill out, and then he, like, makes this, like, gesture, like, to chill out. It was on camera. I mean, the guy's, you know, a little odd. But last thing, Nick, heard yesterday on the podcast that your in-laws are in town, so just want you to know. You're in my prayers, buddy. Talk to you later.
Thank you, man. I like my in-laws. I really like my in-laws. We have a good time. I don't have a problem with that at all. I look on the Bentley stuff, if you're a Gamecock fan, you go, boy, he's fiery, you know? I have a problem with what he did over there. He's fired up. Team got fired up. He's getting all, you know, emotional about it. They scored a touchdown. They don't score a whole lot of touchdowns, you know? So give the guy some credit, you know? I don't have a problem with that. If you're not a Gamecock fan, you go, man, that guy's lost his head over there. He's an emotional basket case. It's all depending on what set of goggles you're looking through. Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands of Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands of Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Get in touch with him. If you make one phone call today, 292-3001, 292-3001. Ask their forgiveness. I'll forgive the Aaron Rodgers and the Packers for ripping the 49ers' hearts out last night. Two scoring drives, and after the two-minute drill, put a dagger in them. And I'll ask you this. Is Aaron Rodgers the greatest two-minute drill quarterback in NFL history?
He might be in that. He's in that conversation. He might actually be it.
I mean, think about it. I think that's his. That's what we remember him for. All those two or three of the best Hail Marys we've ever seen, and then just finding ways to get it downfield. He's athletic enough. One of the things is, like, in these prevent defenses, he buys extra time. He's rushing three when you're dropping back, whatever. He moves around the pocket and you can't cover him for so long. But and then the strong arm fitting it in there. Aaron Rodgers got a lot of John Elway in him. A great athlete, also with a really great arm.
Fun to watch.
No doubt about that. I have a lengthy two-minute drill today.
Lengthy.
So, yeah. So let's go ahead and start it if we can.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, I don't know if you're still following the Le'Veon Bell sweepstakes or updates, if you will. He did not report to the Steelers as was expected this week during their bye week. Maybe next week. The target is for next Monday now before they play in Week 8. I'm hoping he stays away because I hate the drama. I think the Steelers are a better organization than that. And I have James Conner on my fantasy team, so I'm looking forward to him continuing to tote the rock for the Steelers. But Le'Veon Bell still taking fine after fine after fine and not reporting to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
My two-minute drill, brought to you by our great friends, Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all your real estate needs, it's EricNewton.com, Tiger-Properties.com. I'm telling you, when it comes to real estate in Clemson, South Carolina, there's one guy that can help you, and it's EricNewton.com. He did our home for us. He was able to renovate our home for us. I bought my home from him. Anything you need. What do you got, rental property? You want to manage it? Full-service real estate. You buy property, sell property, commercial property, rental property. He's got it all. EricNewton.com. Tomorrow's show, James Henderson, PacPride.com joins us. We'll have our SEC power rankings as well. Mr. Orr 24, I'm reading Yahoo this morning.
Yahoo.
Dan Wetzel of Yahoo.com has a column out, and he promotes it in a tweet, and it says, Mike Krzyzewski carries the biggest voice in the sport. A sport desperate for leadership as a federal trial lays out this chaotic reality. Instead, he's claiming, quote, it's not what's happening.
It's a blip.
He said that's not what's happening. Now, Pat Forty, also of Yahoo, says, Wendell Carter's parents met with Christian Dawkins. Lance Thomas's jewelry. Corey Maggette was in the Myron Piggy pose. Bagley owns a Nike AAU team. But Kay doesn't know anything about how college basketball underground works, how the college basketball underground economy works. Are you kidding me, Mike Krzyzewski? So, like, you're shocked by this? And another thing, Roy Williams says, oh, I don't know anything about all this. I'm just surprised. Now, I didn't know. This is crazy. I didn't know this kind of stuff happened. Blips on radar screens? You don't know how the underground economy works? This is not how it works? Meanwhile, Bill Self is sending text messages that he knew no one else would see when he